Hey man, what it do? This is your boy Major, man, and y'all locked in with me for hoodhype.com episode number 23. I know it's been a little minute, man, since we got back at y'all and we left y'all with the Mobb Deep interview for episode 22, but we just had a lot going on, man. Some good business moves going on behind the scenes and a couple things I want to tell y'all about, man. I want to invite people over to digitallsd.com, which is our sister website. And Digital LSD, man, is, you know, basically just an all-around hip-hop site, man. We got news, there's artist reviews over there, we got, you know, interviews are gonna be transcribed over there. So, you know, if you haven't had a chance to listen to an interview, you can go over there and actually read it. And another thing we're doing too, man, for the hood hype artists, we got a thing over there where we're gonna be posting, you know, bios or, you know, maybe brief interviews that we do with the people who actually win some of these episodes. So once again, man, we're just giving another way for these unsigned artists to get more exposure. So when you got a chance, go over to digitallsd.com and check it out. And also want to announce our winner from back in episode number 21. And the winner from that show was Heron DeMarco with the song Y'all Inspire Me. So go over to Hip Hop Directory this week and check out Heron DeMarco. That track was fire as hell and the voters spoke and he took the crown for that show. But now we're about to go ahead and get into our kickoff song for today. And the first track comes from my man Rain, coming out of Brentwood, New York. And the name of this song is called Time. And this track right here, man, is real deep. You know, Rain got a real nice flow and he's got a real strong, deep message in this track. And if you want to check him out on the website, you can go to www.musicfreedom.com/rain, which is R-E-I-G-N. And the name of his album is called Raindrops. So let's go ahead and get into our kickoff track right now. Yeah.
I've been shot at but not hit, spoken obnoxious, slept up top boxes with holes in my boxes. See, some sly as foxes. Well, I was just honest while they try and bomb us. I'm looking for promise, no more baby mamas, not looking for drama. My soul, sword, and shield found my heart was the armor. These funeral parlors and casket flashbacks. I'm trying to get past that. The fuck you gon' ask that? Where my nigga blast at? Ill Will and Killavic, Ronnie Blade, LP, Crystal, some CM Spaz mixing shit. Some niggas just lose it, they cave in the pressure. Some niggas get strung out, cutting lines. They dresser. I seen a whole lot of shit. Took the hate, bottled it. Kept it raw no matter how hard they try to polish it. The steps keep on winding, the lies keep on blinding. Still looking for signs when you can't even find them.
See, few people understand the road that I've traveled and the sacrifices that I've made, the struggles and the pain that I've been through. Some real shit.
So where's all the real at? Too hard for compassion? Cause I can still love you. Turn around and start blasting. Live and die for my passion. Even through violent action. Still can't understand how thug niggas made pink in the fashion. There's so many issues. Just look how they bit you. I've dropped tears on verses. Use the beat as a tissue. I'll tell you how I feel. Don't say that I'm not real. I hold on to hot steel and pop to them cops kneel. If I'm put in positions where I feel I cannot deal, I can prove that your heart is not as hard as a rock feel. You niggas ain't ready to sacrifice it all, are you? Ready to give it all up for that year they applaud you? I'm glad I hit the bottom cause it taught me respect. But the bottom keeps on dropping as the years progress. So I live through my seeds and unaccomplished dreams, praying that in life I can bring them all that they need.
You know, one thing that I realize is that everything that's in the dark comes to the light eventually. There's no way you can run from that. And your children are a perfect reflection of that.
I tell you I'm sorry, but you won't understand it. Ask the Lord for forgiveness, hoping that he will hand it. My brain's been so damaged, no chance for repairing. I hope you know I really try to be the best parent. But situations change people, they're alike but never equal. My attempts were more than feeble, hope my face will never leave you. I crucify myself for you in a heartbeat. They say innocence is bliss, but it's killing me softly. Time passes me by, as it will also do to you. Some shit takes a long time, other things you breeze through. Often laugh, cause I see people think they know me and where I might wind up before I'm six below. But that's already planned out. Just watch how life will pan out. Whether I live in a mansion or in a box with my hand out, I ain't never gave up. And some thought I was foolish, but the same ones congratulate me now like they Judas.
Every last ounce of strength or hope that I've had in my whole life, I owe it to the Lord for pushing me, for not giving up and not quitting on me.
All right, y'all, man, it's been about 2 weeks, man, so a whole lot of shit been going on. So let's catch up with my man Fro to find out what's hood this week. Hey, what's good, Fro? It's been a minute, dog. What's happening this week, man?
Oh, man, it's been a real long minute. What's good with you?
Shit, not too much, cuz. Not too much. Same old shit.
Oh, man. Let's get into it, then. There's a lot going on. Lots of shit to cover. First of all, I want to talk about T.I. Apparently, his clique got in a gunfight. So, rappers getting gunfights all at the same time. It's going to be a hot summer, man. It's a lot of nastiness going on. It looks like it's lining up to be a real hot summer for this hip-hop rap game.
Yeah, man. They got open season on rappers right now, dog.
For sure.
For real.
He's been tapped to kick off the Apollo Theater Black Music Month celebration. So I mean, he had shit going on. He was going to be performing at the Apollo, whatever, to kick that whole shit off. He was the only rapper to get selected at that point. And then 2 days later, at 3 a.m, his clique got in a fight at some after hours club in Cincinnati called Club Ritz. Some words were exchanged, and you know how the rest go. La di da di da, let's go outside, and then, you know, gunfire. And then they jump on the E-Way. Apparently, they started busting in too. I guess one person is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And three others just got shot. So that's just ludicrous to me. Like I don't get it when all these cats they're making such good moves, and you know, you King and ATL and everything, and then this type of shit happens. I mean, you got to get better people around you. That's my take on it.
Yeah, that shit crazy, man. Because I mean, I heard too that they was busting at them dudes for like 3 miles on the freeway,
yeah,
man. So it's like, shit. I mean, them dudes are trying to get at them for real.
Yeah, that's persistent.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's fucked up, man. That's real. It's just, like you said, it's going to be a hot-ass summer, man. The rappers need to just really watch themselves. And I think cats need to chill with these after-hour spots, too, man. Yeah.
For sure. I mean, I can't really... I mean, I know he got insurance and everything on the whole everything.
Mm-hmm.
Most celebrities do that. So I find it hard that he's going to be able to keep that at the same premium, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see one rapper get shot at an after-hours club and see all the melee, you know, his family getting sued and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do, I know you're going to ball hard and stuff and ball out and do that, do your thing, but at the same time, it's like, and that ain't that smart move, I don't think. Either that or, I mean, I ain't never seen so many niggas, they gangster tested in such a short amount of time. It's getting real ludicrous.
Serious, yeah. What else popping, man?
Oh, and then to keep it going on, I guess I'm gonna have a negative run for a minute. This cat Gravy was shot outside the Hot 97. Nah, that's another spot. I don't understand why cats. I mean, they gonna get evicted. They gonna get shut down. They gonna be doing, you know, it's gonna be Hot 97. Come visit the studio out here in the country because we can't get, you know, we can't buy property in the city or get a lease with nobody. You know what I'm saying? Between Lil Kim and Noriega, that's our kid locked up right now, as mm-hmm. y'all know.
Yep.
Lil Kim and Noriega's clique busting at each other. Gravy busting. There's rumors. I ain't put nobody's name out there yet, but there's rumors about who might have done that out of some jealousy.
Mm-hmm. So didn't the 15 game, didn't that shit go down at 97?
50 game, It's getting crazy. I mean, the police got a 24-hour surveillance camera across the street. You know, them bitches will zoom in on your boogies and shit. You know, so it's like, they got that out there 24 hours. They said, we're going to keep the camera up there until Hot 97 is evicted or until they move out. So basically, I mean, you know, it's not getting taken lightly by nobody around them. I mean, the landlords have already started, I think it's called Soho, they've mm-hmm. already started the eviction process. So it's like, they'll be moving. I mean, I don't think it's really going to hold up the radio station too much. You could do that shit from anywhere, but at the same time, it's great. You know, they had some nice property down there, you know, to operate from until the nigga started busting. So that's just crazy.
That's just how it go though, man, because people, man, Hot 97, man, but when they get them exclusive and cats be getting on there and just be speaking and airing people out, I mean, they be spitting some hot shit on that radio station. So, I mean, ain't no wonder half the shit that go down up there be going down, man, because people be on there talking crazy.
Yeah, you ain't never lied. It's like with the game, mm-hmm. how it was on the radio and what he do. We heard it and know where it was or going. And then that's how that whole situation went down with the dude getting shot in the ass and everything.
Yep.
So, yep, you right on it. I got to switch gears, man. I'm tired of talking about niggas getting shot. My people's getting shot. This hyphy movement, man.
It's
sneaking up on me because I think they caught me sleeping a little bit. I've slept on them a little bit. They got an energy drink coming up. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel about it, about the idea though. But whatever. Sure endorsement. I know that. But
okay.
I guess it's like a great apple. They call it grapple. You know, that sounds like some straight out of E-40's Ms. Alpha, some shit. It's straight out of E-40 mouth. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
So look out for that. That'll probably be over here pretty soon. Everything could come a little slow to the Midwest, but mm-hmm. look out for that.
That's
Luke's
cool.
book, like I told you before, remember that audio book he was putting out?
Mm-hmm.
My Life in Freaky Times?
Yeah.
It's coming, you know, look for that, man. Sam Goody got it.
Oh,
May
got
16th
it, bro.
Is dropping. Yeah, May 16th, it'll be dropping. So, but look out for that. I'm going to speak on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get out of listen, man. I don't know, Luke got some crazy ass stories to tell.
For sure. Phil Mob, did you catch that video of Phil Mob where it seemed like this? I mean, they was clowning New York rapper style and everything, you know, like, what the fuck is they saying? We gotta bring New York back, son. All that shit. And just clowning. I mean, you know, being silly niggas. They was on their tour bus, and apparently, it's a long video, which you can catch on PhilMob.com. You can't download it, but you can check it out on there and see the whole video. But the one that's circulating on these message boards, they're claiming, they've issued statements and everything saying that it's fabricated. What it is, they cut in and out of a joke. This was a joke that they was having with their manager, who is from New York, who was bagging on them. And then they went back at them and ain't like that. So check it out. It really, if you watch the whole thing, it explains it. They really wasn't trying to go hard like the message board video looked like. Because it just looked like they was just like, yeah, we got to bring New York back, son. And talking all crazy like they was mocking New York niggas. So
yeah, man.
If you check out the video, you really understand it. Don't believe the okie dokie.
Okay, I believe that, man. You know niggas be clowning all the time, man. I mean, just like in that movie ATL with Tip and his man in the movie that was from New York, and they was, you know, going back and forth with each other over country slang versus New York slang.
Exactly.
So, yeah, cats be taking shit too serious.
Exactly. I mean, and they knew they were doing it for a DVD, and I just can't imagine Film Mob.
Mm-hmm.
They seem kind of level-headed. I can't imagine them trying to take on New York, especially when the South is kind of, you know, ain't no way they ain't gonna be able to do the South like 50 did Ja mm-hmm. and just grind them into the ground until they gone. You be going after people who I mean, you said it right there. We got to bring New York back. They want it. That's what they really feel.
Mm-hmm.
And they would. I just don't think that they would go at New York that hard. But the way that I looked at the video, I believe them.
I mean, it's
real simple. Shit, the family of Keith Bender, the man who Proof had allegedly shot and killed.
Mm-hmm.
His family done filed suit against his estate, saying that he was violently assaulted and battered, culminating with the infection of a gunshot injury that caused the death of Mr. Bender. Man, that shit just makes lawyers be on their game, man. That makes it sound like it's a real serious situation. It's real simple. It's gonna be a wrongful death suit. But they made it seem like it's the worst thing by that statement that they put out. You know what I'm saying?
I really didn't even like when I read that. You know what I'm saying? I saw that shit in the Free Press and that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know. Me personally, I just wish they would have let the whole situation go. The whole whole thing is fucked up and sad. And just, it's two niggas that lost their life. Just leave it at that. But now they're gonna have it dragging on. That shit gonna stay in the paper. And it's fucked up, man. I mean, I don't know. I was hoping it would go out quietly, but
as I put it before, I think his the family, you know, they scared, and especially the cat that lives, the one who shot Proof allegedly, who was getting charged. They said his family, they scared to death. So
yeah, and that's
got it right on. Like let's leave the dogs lie. You know what I'm saying?
I think they should be scared too, to be honest with you. And it's like, by going after money now, I mean, shit, they ain't doing themselves no favors. So, you know.
Yeah, they losing in the public opinion no matter what.
Yeah.
When are they losing?
It's crazy.
All right, man. I'm going to get up out of here. I think I'm going to club tonight.
All right,
that's
cuz.
The regular hours club, yeah. Not the after hours club.
I hear you, man. Be safe out there, cuz.
All right,
man. All right, man. One. Damn, man. All kind of shit been going on the last couple of weeks. Shout out to my man Fro for getting us back up to date on the hip-hop news. But now we're about to go ahead and get into our second artist. And our next artist has actually got a couple of cats helping him out on this track. And the main artist is Asi, and he's got Joe Young and Brent Custom featured on this track. And the name of the song is called I Need That. And these dudes is coming out of Fort Washington, Maryland. And this track right here, man, is real. It's got that thick club sound to it. The track is just hype as hell, so I think y'all gonna be feeling this one. And if you want to email Asi, you can hit him up at asifury@yahoo.com, and that's A-S-I, then Fury. And the name of his album is called Million Man Music, and the record label is Tentalian Sun Music. So let's go ahead and check out this banger right now on hoodhype.com.
Yeah! Yeah! J-Y, Asi, baby. Come on. Uh-huh. I'm gonna do it. Yeah. When I holler for Wash, I know they look on the map like where it at. Joe Young the Giant, what kind of name is that? Ain't heard him yet, but I bet this shit whack. Just cause he black don't mean he can rap. Lose a thumb, young one, gotta give it to get it back. Money over bitches, mister, remember that? Giant spit the facts, nice still in his back. Direct connect to the real, plus the mic's attached. I got the light for you roaches, mice and rats. Asi and JY focus, y'all smoking crack. Yeah, and this is New Jack City. With Brent Custom, cousin, what's really? Rolling pennies, blowing grizzly. We grind for real, you sleep when it's time to build. Go off like an alarm clock, no snooze button. Uh-huh. Foot in the door, now the whole crew coming. Okay, a day at the spa, black and white LeBrons. Louis Vuitton for my broad, I need that. Yeah. A box of Dutch is a top notch youngin'. Try and get into something, I need that. A couple dollars for my wallet, maybe even some deeper pockets. Stop it, I need that. Road trips with shows to rip, selling music, $5 a disc. I need
your
that.
DJ's got your tapes ready if you try and make Fetty. I'm in the zone, you boxed out like the old Chevy. Ain't got the chrome cause the flow already deadly. No need to put heat to your noodle, I don't mean spaghetti. See you argue with the poodles, I don't beef heavy. I'm more like a Saint Bernard cause you ain't as hard as you depict to the children. See, your real life's a different world, like human. Man, you just a worker, got an office in my building. I'm the big boss standing on the glass ceiling elevator. What? Man, I wish I hate a buck. Got heat a hater up like a mashed potato lunch. Got stack my collie greens on the side. See, I'm fresh on the scene, high beams when I drive. So I can see the fiends on my passenger side. Bass in the CD case is what I provide.
Okay, a day at the spa, black and white LeBrons. Louis Vuitton for my broad, I need that. A box of Dutch is a top notch youngin'. Try and get into something, I need that. A couple dollars for my wallet, maybe even some deeper pockets. Stop it, I need that. Road trips with shows to rip, selling music, $5 a disc,
nigga.
I need that.
Hoes on the right track, seats in the custom, lean way back, we got that. We got Vogue's on the lack, two phones on my lap, two shots of the yak, we got that. We got scissor crack, DC, know that. PG, where you fall back, relax. Make a few kids get rich. Yeah. Meet a new one and switch.
Yeah,
that's the lifestyle. Meanwhile, you loving the chick. Telling her on the low that you thugging and shit. But she already know that you lying and shit. Cause she already fuck with custom dick. Wasn't it evident when you tried to fill them shoes and the shoes ain't fit? Yeah, yeah. Nigga who ain't sick, I got the lime green beside me, Hennessy mix.
Okay, a day at the spa, black and white LeBrons. Louis Vuitton for my broad, I need that. A box of Dutch is a top notch youngin'. Try and get into something, I need that. A couple dollars for my wallet, maybe even some deeper pockets. Stop it, I need that. Road trips with shows to rip, selling music, $5 a disc, I need that.
Hoodhype.com.
What's good, Mom? Glad you can make
make it out. After the show, we could dine in and take it out. I got Dro in the house, hear him breaking down. Now I'ma make a smile, get you home, take me down. My style clean, magazine cover look. Frame off the chain and her brain got a rubber hook. Conversation deeper than most and she love to cook. Plus she a freak and don't show her them the public. She got her nose in the books and she from the hood. Don't talk this shit, but don't take none. I wish you would. Know what you do and what you got planned. That's what's up. No weekend best, ain't nobody performing after us. She with it all in it, waiting for further instructions. Playing calm, but I can see that she nervous and blushing. It kinda turned me on, so I let her keep frontin'. I smirk and lift up a shirt, let me see something. It is what it is, my love, how I maneuver. You got kids, that's the bitch, I know how to tutor them. I got a dime at the crib, guard, I had a scooper. Show up a good time, this is what I said to her. What's good, ma? I'm glad you can make it out. After the show, we can dine in and take it out. I got Dro in the house, hear him break it down. Now I'ma make a smile, get you home, take me now. What's good, ma? I'm glad you can make it out. After the show, we can dine in and take it out. I got Dro in the house, hear him break it down. Now I'ma make a smile, get you home, take me now. Ma digging me, told me she remembered me. She was at the show in Tennessee, say she feeling me. She loved my first album, I told her it was straight. It could have been better, but we all make mistakes. She asking where I've been, cause she ain't seen my face. I ain't dropped in like 2 years, ma, I need a space. But now I'm back at it, told the joke, she laughed at it. Fired up a square, she say smoking is a bad habit. No, that was a trip, I had to admit. So I guess she don't wanna hit this ass, I just lit. We on the mattress with a sack and a fifth. You know what happens after that, we all adults in here for big. I took her to the crib, told Ma that I would call. She looked at me like, stop lying, man, go be a star. I see you when you in my neck of the woods. I agree, kissed her on the cheek and left from the hood. What's good, Ma? I'm glad you can make it out. After the show, we can dine in and take it out. I got Dro in the house, hear him break it down. Now I'ma make a smile, get you home, take me now. What's good, Ma? I'm glad you can make it out. After the show, we can dine in and take it out. I got Dro in the house, hear him break it down. Now I'ma make a smile, get you home, take me now.
I know you're about to leave in a minute, but on the chance, I wonder could you freeze for a minute? Let me tell you what'll happen if we leave for a minute. I think the strip jumping, let's hit the scene for a minute. Bend a couple corners, puff piles of the spinach, or grab a case or a lift if your style's more liquor. What's good is you worry just in the might see you snatch you out of your sneakers and beat for me and get the gravity and see that ain't gonna happen. Now ain't nobody seen us. Quiet, this is our little secret. Sipping rye, we bout to cruise to the sun. Hitting guessing about a daughter or son. Nah, I ain't got none, but I thought it was some. She got a daughter, but her father was hung. Elbow, she can't remember his face. Noon again, trying to shake him a case. She was wondering, in case they escape, could I be the one to keep her safe? So what's good?
What's good, Ma? I'm glad you can make it out. After the show, we can dine in and take it out. I got Dro in the house, hear him break it down. Now I'ma make a smile, get you home, take me now. What's good, Ma? I'm glad you can make it out. After the show, we can dine in and take it out. I got Dro in the house, hear him break it down. Now I'ma make a smile, get you home, take me now.
All right, y'all, man, we just hit y'all with back-to-back fire, and the second artist y'all heard was my man Main Event featuring Sirius, and the name of that track is called What's Good, and my man Main Event is coming out of Flint, Michigan, and y'all might remember that name, man, because he was actually featured on this girl named Theory, who we actually played a few episodes back. They was together on a song called War, and that track was just pure fire, and this one right here didn't disappoint either, and my man Main Event is one of them double threats, man. He be spitting with that, you know, cool laid-back flow, but my man also did the production on that track too, so dude is real talented. The name of his album is called Director's Cut, and the label is called Rasta Records, and if you want to check him out on the website, you can go to myspace.com/MainEventMusic, and he spells music with a Z, so go ahead and check him out, man. If he's got a copy of the CD available, hit him up and see how y'all can get a copy of that. But now we about to go ahead and get into some of the feedback from last week's show.
My nigga, what is y'all saying?
All right, y'all. Both pieces of feedback this week center around an interview with Prodigy from episode number 22. And the first one comes from my man D White 101. And he sent me a quick email and said, "What's good, Major? Was feeling the interview with Prodigy and was also real excited to see that he would like to work with Alicia Keys on a future project. Keep doing your thing, man. Stay up." And my man Trey had a whole mouthful to say. He hit us up on the hoodhype.com message boards and he said, "This shit can't be serious. P is acting like a bitch now, kissing G-Unit's ass. Man, I heard tracks from that CD and dudes can't touch what they used to do." He said in an interview he wants to do music that feels good and doesn't want to make music for label presidents who don't even understand the hood. But fact is, he made better music when he was employed by them. His lyrical style went weak as fuck, yo. Major, good look on that interview. Y'all get the good shit that we want to hear. Thanks, fam. And that's from my man, Trey. And shoot, man, it's first, you know, to the first cat, you know, D White 101. Want to say, you know, good look, man. Appreciate the props. And I kind of feel the same way, man. I'm kind of interested to see how a collaboration with P and Alicia Keys, you know, might come off. That shit could be ill, man, if the production is tight. So we'll have to keep, you know, listening, and maybe that'll actually happen in the future. And to Trey, man, my man had a real strong opinion on, you know, the whole P topic. And, you know, a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people was, you know, kind of disappointed to see that, you know, just because they down with G-Unit now, certain alliances that was there in the past, or certain, I ain't gonna say friendships, but certain relationships are just kind of thrown to the side because of who they working with now. But I mean, shit, that money talks, man. And when your, you know, label president, the person that you got to report to, you know, tells you what you want to do, some people is gonna bend on that. So, you know, ain't really too much I can say as far as that music goes, man. You know, Mobb Deep's old music was just classic material, man. I remember back when they was on RCA Loud, I believe it was. That's when they was putting out that straight fire. And I've heard a couple tracks off the new album. I haven't heard as much as maybe my man Trey has, so I'm gonna have to get out there and start listening. But I mean, they got, you know, to me, a little ways to go to get back to where they was on the days of Infamous and Murder Music and Hell on Earth. But we'll see what's cracking, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't, you know, predict everything, but we'll just have to wait and see when the album drops. But now, man, we about to go ahead and get into our final track, and I want to thank those cats for their feedback. But now it's time to get into this last one, and the last artist is my man Gazi, and he's another repeat artist, man. Gazi dropped a fire banger, I think it was back in episode number 10, so go back and check that one out if you haven't heard it. But my man is definitely ill, and this track right here is called Remember. And Gazi's coming out of San Francisco, California, and this album is called Furious Breaking Point off of Divine Entertainment. And if you want to check them out, you can go to theassemblyline.net. And this track right here, man, the sample is smooth as hell. And it's just, you know, one of them beats that's perfect for reminiscing. And that's exactly what Gazi's doing on this track. So let's go ahead and get into this one to close out our show.
1976, I reminisce on the time past since, dwelling on the irony of how it all began. How my met popping like that, there I am in the second floor flat out in Petrel Hill. Barely tall enough to peer over the windowsill. And I can still remember how it feel to ride my blue big wheel. Wasn't big enough to push it up the hill before I knew the value of a dollar bill. I was young and wide-eyed, overalls and tie-dyes. It's funny how time flies and you don't even notice. Forging mama cig on the school help notice. Before I ever thought about a life in the biz, remember double dutch girls round the corner down the block. Barely knee-high and knee-highs playing hopscotch. Breaking on cardboard, hugging on my crotch on a black Tony Hawk out, skating to dark in my T.I. sweatsuit and my Nike Cortez. Back in 1984 when Ronald Reagan was prez, and to think that was way back when. Round 10 I found rap and it ain't been the same since then.
In 73, I knew where I was going and I knew what I wanted to be. And in due time, I could tell you line for line, from the vocals that I spit, I wanted to shine. In time when I said it to mama, I won't regret it. Put a wage on my music, never stop till I get it. On some wild out, 3 a.m. studio session, on some hype to getting paid, fuck all this aggression. In time I planned it on my own, maybe I'll just hit the road, visit all the places and travel through all the different codes. I'm in a different zone, man, I'm feeling right at home. You ain't gotta prove nothing, face me when you all alone. We had a pact when we cut it in blood. We learned faster than the average, had a choice, but we growing up. We had it sewed up, now I sit back and relax, saying damn, if I could go back.
pink white bridge. Projects, I had to go afro. Valley Medical, Valley Children's, now the God Building. I'm living good in the hood, puffing my backwood, rolling them old school cars, weed in the jar, marijuana in my backyard. I'm living good, God. Yeah, I just bought a gun, I just had a son, I'm about to have a wife, I'm about to switch my life, right or wrong, wrong or right. My wife need a house and my son need brand new nights, brand new bikes, candlelight dinners at night, satellite television watching the fight, brand new ice, my chain hanging down on my dick, representing 93706.
Just looking back at my life, hey, oh, 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 all that we did.
Just sit back and reminisce all the good times and the bad. Remember this? When the cold weather's gotta turn to sunshine, and the things that we did, man, will blow your mind. It was all good, we were so young. We had the girls and the drinks, man, we dropped funds. It's a new day, now we gotta move on. I'll do it all over again, it's been so long.
Just looking back at my life, hey, yo.
Alright, y'all, that's about it for episode number 23, man. Felt good to get back in here, man, and get back to doing the shit that I love. And want to thank y'all, man, for coming out and, you know, checking out this episode and checking out all of our shows. And want to tell people, you know, go to hoodhype.com, get your votes in for these artists so we can determine the winner. And also, man, I've said it before, and I can't say it enough, man. If you're feeling this music, go support these artists, man. Go ahead and take the, you know, $7 or $10, man, and go, you know, to these artists' websites. Cop a mixtape, man. Just see what they coming with. Or if you, you know, feeling it, man, go ahead and, you know, cop a whole album. But give these artists a chance and support these unsigned people. And also, go to hiphopdirectory.com, the grand Google for hip-hop on the internet. No matter what you're looking for, HHD will steer you in the right direction. Check out smoothbeats.com, playing the finest stream of hip-hop on the internet. You can check us on there every Thursday at 7 p.m. Go to podcast.yahoo.com and go to iTunes and give us some votes, man, and leave us some feedback. And I want all y'all to go there, man, and give us perfect scores, man. Give us a 5. We want 5s from everybody. But no, just kidding, though. But for real, we would appreciate a high ranking. But just go there and show us some love. And for the people who are real big MySpace users, if y'all want to check us out on there, go to myspace.com/hoodhype and get at us. And be sure to come back next week for episode number 24. Got an interview with my man Killer Klump, who's a rising, you know, young artist and young star that's going to be coming out the Bay Area. So, you know, make sure you come back to the site next week to check out that interview. But that's about it for me, man. I ain't got nothing left to say. You know, quick reminder, if you want to hit us up, drop us a freestyle or leave some comments, 313-406-7577. If you want to email me, major@hoodhype.com. But if you want to hit up the website, info@hoodhype.com. And now I mean it, man. That's for real. That's the last word. I ain't got nothing else for y'all. I'll be back at y'all next week, man. It's your boy Major signing off. One.
This show has been a Mac Major production.